I hope you can hear this. Written by Butterflies Rising. I hope you can hear this when your soul is suffocating from all the things you just can't say, as they chew at your chest and you ache and crumble until you become nothing but mess and madness, gutted on the floor and in the dark. And it's so dark that even the moon hides and the stars go quiet, and anything that ever sounded like a way out just goes quiet. I hope you hear this. It's been so damn hard, but you've been so brave. A heart full of mess and madness. It's been really, really hard, but you've been so brave. This quote was in my first book, but I didn't include it where it came from in that book. And I feel like it came from something that other people need to feel less alone in. There was a day I was crumbled on my bedroom floor, and I was struggling with those kinds of things you can't speak out loud because you just can't find words for pain that goes that deep. And even though I couldn't speak up about what I was feeling, I desperately needed someone or something to hear me. And in the middle of my crumbled mess, I heard this message in my head. It's been really, really hard, but you've been so brave. And probably for the next hour, I stayed sobbing on the floor because that was all I needed. For something, somewhere, to just acknowledge how hard it had all been. And then, after a little bit, I felt this knowing in me that the words weren't meant for me, just for me. So I got up and wrote the quote out and posted it, honestly thinking no one would even notice it. But since I first posted it, I've gotten so many messages from people who have been affected, so affected, by this little message. And they connect to it for all kinds of reasons, from chronic illness and cancer, to addiction, to depression, to good old-fashioned heartbreak. And it's been made clear to me that this was always something the universe gave me to pass on. And I wrote the full poem, I hope you can hear this, not long after the quote, but I shied away from putting it in my first book, because it was one of the first times I'd ever cussed in a poem, and I was afraid the word damn would offend people. But I've gotten a little braver since then, so it's in this book. And now I feel like the poem will comfort more people than it will offend. So I hope if anyone is going through the kinds of heavy things that you just can't put into words, that the quote and the poem might give you some sort of comfort. That even if it's been really, really damn hard, I hope you can also feel how you've been really brave. There are things we go through that just feel too big for us, and no matter how much we're told we can make it through or that there is a way out, there are times we just cannot feel a way at all. It can just feel too dark. And I think in those moments, we really need to feel like someone sees or hears or realizes how dark it is so that we don't feel left alone in it. And that when we feel like we can't hold on anymore, we can feel like something else is holding on for us. And I hope so much these words make you feel a little bit held. I saw one step in the dark, not a path, not even two steps. So I took just one step. And I didn't know if there would be another one waiting, but I took it anyways. Because I'm trying to have a brave heart, even when it feels so dark, so with no light, and everything unknown, and not even very much hope, I took a little step. And then there was another little step. And everything in me breathed wild relief. Not because I'm where I want to be yet, but because there was another step. And so now I have a little hope. And I still don't know what's waiting. And I don't know when I'll get to where I pray that I'm going. But I know that when I do, I'll look back and see just how much it mattered that I took that one little step. To have a brave little heart, even when it feels so dark. I hope so much that you find a way to feel brave, even when everything around you makes you feel like you shouldn't be or can't be. And I hope you find a way to take that first little step, even when you can't see any kind of path beyond that step in front of you. And I hope that even when it feels like you have nothing holding you safe, deep down, something inside of you, you can trust that you're always being carried and protected and guided to where you're meant to go. I'm trying to have a brave heart, even when it feels so dark.